Officials gathered at the Albany Community Development Agency in Arbor Hills Saturday to share tips about safe, convenient, and responsible methods to dispose of prescription drugs. Assistant Special Agent in Charge for DEA Operations in Upstate New York, James Burns.
Opiate abuse is rampant in both the Capital District and in our nation as a whole. These takebacks help us get diverted opiates off the street, and in the last 7 takebacks, we've taken almost 30,000 pounds of unwanted medication off the streets, and over 10,000 people have participated in that.
Albany Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey says careful disposal of expired or unwanted meds helps avoid ecological disaster by
making sure that we are not putting prescription drugs in a toilet, not leaving them in a cabinet for others to have access to, and making sure that we are trying to take them back and recycle them in a proper way or dispose of them in a proper way so that they don't end up in our streams, in our water systems, nor end up being inappropriately used or abused by others.
Albany County Executive Dan McCoy brought his household's contribution to the news conference.
I cleared out my cabinet today, and that's what I came with today, because I have kids, 3 kids, ranging from the age of 18 down to 9, and they have friends over the house. And this isn't secure in anyone's house. These are just sitting in your medicine cabinets. Someone can go into your bathroom, open it up, and you wouldn't notice if you have that pill sitting on that shelf, or you noticing that it went from 30 pills down to 10. You're not going to realize that.
Albany Police Chief Stephen Krokoff points out that for many people, their first foray into opiates is often via a home medicine cabinet.
A lot of the heroin use we're seeing today, which has made a lot of news, if you're tracing back the roots, you see it quite often back to some type of prescription opioid.
McCoy punctuated his turn at the podium with startling facts.
Prescription drugs kills more people than heroin addicts and cocaine. Think about that. Prescription drugs don't discriminate because it affects everybody. And I think anyone in this room or anybody watching this will know somebody in their life that it has happened to them.
A list of year-round drop-off locations in the Capital Region is posted at WAMC.org. Over the weekend, New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman highlighted the success of his groundbreaking Internet System for Tracking Overprescribing, or iStop legislation, in combating the prescription drug epidemic, as well as his recently launched Community Overdose Protection, or COP, program, which will fund the equipping of every law enforcement officer in New York with naloxone, the heroin overdose antidote. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.